Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
It's fine. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm just calling to beat up Marquise.
Oh, mad love for Marquise tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Respect.
Awesome.
Beat up to the Hot 105 crew.
Well, thank you, babe. We appreciate it.
Thanks for all right, calling. Echo
Slim, big up. Everybody, big up. I see what you're
doing, Marquise. Okay.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Marquise, I love. I'm telling
everybody
you.
Everybody get $5 that calls in.
Her love tribe is thick with it. Okay. But you know what, guys? Right. Thank you, babe. That's what good energy will do, you know? It spreads faster and wider, and people want to share it more than negative energy.
Spread.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And so good stuff that my dear friends over here who are joining me tonight are doing. Alexis is the CEO, head diva in charge of the Social Exchange. Welcome, as
Thank
always.
You.
And for those who don't know, there's six or seven, why don't you share what it is? Share with them what Social Exchange is and does and how they can be a part.
Of course. Social Exchange is an event agency that markets towards young professionals, millennials, of the multicultural diaspora, if that's how you say it, to create a community as well as events and things for people to do here in South Florida. That's one of the bigger challenges, I think, in Miami is where do I go? Where do I connect with people? If I don't know anyone, I want to make new friends. I want to find a boo. I want to find a business partner. Where do I go? So
right.
We try to provide what we call social networking, which is, of course, networking more on the social side. We want to be able to create a space where people can develop these new relationships, because when you work with someone, you want to make sure that you like them, you like their vibe, and you enjoy them, rather than your typical networking events where it's typically, you know, the car passing parade. So I think the social aspect
I like that.
The social aspect of networking, I think, is really important, and it makes it more authentic and creates a space where people feel comfortable, where they can let their hair down and be themselves for a couple hours after a long week of work.
And I like the fact that you you really do your due diligence in curating experiences that are different. There are a lot of times they're off the beaten path, and they're things that you would have never thought of, like the silent revolution on the train.
Yes,
on the Metro Rail.
Shout out to Mike Butler for that one. Yes, that experience was very interesting. I met him through the owner of TSL Lounge, which was the first venue that we used to do events, and he had this cool idea of, hey, like, we can do a party in the Metro Mover, and I'm like, that is so cool. Like, first of all, most people don't even get on the public transportation here in Miami.
Right. Has anybody in here been on the Metro Rail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The actor. Thank you. The starving actor in
Two times.
So to have a social event on the People Mover and just to have something different and a different experience with it. And it was awesomely great to be able to support a minority tech company to try something different.
Yeah.
And he even passed it over into the general market. And we also just did a silent headphone party in Curacao, which allowed us to kind of go around the country, go to food trucks and go to a historic bridge and party all over the country with the headphones. It was awesome.
You know, this is how she just casually dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, we took it and we did it in Curacao.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Yes, we have an amazing annual trip to the Caribbean every year where we do an awesome community service project as well as turn up and have a good time and experience the culture of the country. We just got back from Curacao about 3 weeks ago. We had 175 young professionals from all over the U.S.
Nice.
To come.
That's what I'm
with
talking
passports
about.
To come and experience some culture.
Get them stamps up.
Yeah, and shout out to the Tourism Board of Curacao. They were amazing help in making that happen.
That is awesome. I love that. You know, and it's really interesting that I watch what you guys, you know, why I have so much passion for what you all are doing, because, you know, when I first started in radio, we used to go to Cancun. Cancun was like that thing, and it was just a really kind of love fest. Until something happened with, what was the one? Freaknik. Mm. Freaknik just changed the game. It's like the ratchet came out of the woodwork, and then they just started infiltrating every other event. And the rigidity has not ceased since. And you and I have talked about that when my dear friend, Funky Dineva, Yes. Came down here. I mean, that was, to this day, that's still one of the biggest shows that I've done. When he came down and he went to what was then the Cigar Bar. It is gone. And he said, you know, why are clubs in Miami so ratchet? And it was a big brouhaha. And, you know, I guess history just kind of proved out what he was saying because, yeah, grand opening and it's gone.
Yeah, a lot of our, you know, I hope Miami Gardens and the city of Opa-locka and also in South Dade and our black communities that, you know, our politicians and our community officials are working hard to create quality entertainment spaces. You know, those, it's something that's really important that want that to keep people in our communities, as well as Miramar. I mean, all of them are fighting for great things and having different venues and parks and schools. But I think that's one of the elephants in the room that, you know, I love Miami Gardens, but what nice restaurant can you go to go eat with your family?
Right.
You want to go on a date.
Listen,
I mean, really.
Denny's. Denny's right there on University.
No, but that's it's not going to be offensive. Even in Richmond Heights.
No.
There's not a nice place where you can go and eat, and I think that our community deserves that.
And I don't, you know, and so here's the thing. The today I went to no such does he not know his mic is open? The clown and Denny's. Today I took a friend and we went to this, you know, little Vietnamese restaurant. He'd never had pho before, so we went and, you know, did that, and we were in there and I'm like, look at this stuff. They did this entire room in IKEA. But, you know what I'm saying? But it was cute. It was, you know, I don't understand what that is that we don't do that, because that's precisely why we don't have those kind of little restaurants that dot, you know, our community. It's either a hole in the wall or a bigger hole in the wall.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I mean, but you think about it, you have Jackson's, you have Ivan's, you have I haven't been to Little Greenhouse, but from the pictures that I've seen, you know, they have done aesthetically, they are, you know, yeah, they've done something really cute.
I was going to say, we do have some restaurants that are opening up.
Yeah.
I think the path is coming, but, you know, for many years, it was just food trucks or people selling barbecue on the side of the road.
Right. So what do you think about, you know, when you talk about growing a social scene, because I have been here a while, and I can tell you that there was a time that we had a really, really rich party scene, a really rich club scene. Like, I used to do clubs at least four nights a week.
Wow.
You know, we used to have, you know, money under the bed money. It was just,
oh, wow.
It was flowing. But, you know,
that's
God bless the dead. We've lost a lot of them. A lot of them are in jail. You know, the people that we used to, that were rolling at that time, it's changed. So you don't have the levels. You have Urban Miami. You have Headliner, you know, because on the, you know, on that big picture of all the celebrity events, that's Headliner space. I can't think, what's his name? Live Alive Social Group.
Yes, he does a great job.
The Black Family, but that's not really, the Black Family stuff is not, and Cool Creative, and it's not really.
Yeah, it's really, side, yeah.
Yeah.
It's. Because I would say, even as the process of me doing social exchange, a lot of our venues do not want a hip hop or i.e. black crowd. They're very afraid of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been very blessed to be able to have opportunities or have been able to sell myself to these spaces where, hey, you don't have anything going on between this time and this time. You're making $0. So
right.
If I come in, now you can make this time where you're making $0. Now you can make a night's worth in a couple hours. And I tell people of color are consumers. Even our brunch events, the owner of the restaurant was so floored how much money we spend.
Mm-hmm.
And until they become comfortable, then they kind of open more doors. But I think that's the hardest thing. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other people that would like to do events and do things. But by the time you have your rental fees, your bar guarantee, and then trying to figure out how you're going to market, you know, it's almost impossible. So, you know, having more minority-owned venues would definitely help.
Would help.
And not just one.
Right.
Multiple. But then also, you know, having the relationships with, you know, our other counterparts that are not of color, that they allow us to come in their spaces. And then, of course, when we go, that we don't, you know, take our people's spot. And right. for the most part, we don't, you know. I
find a lot of times that what happens is when it gets to that point, it's because we've gone in and the reception is shady. And then you get into that energy of like, oh, okay, really? It's like that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, five drinks in, it's like, we will tear this up. It just goes from 0 to 100. And
real quick.
And it's hard. It is hard to make people understand what that's like. That, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what kind of audience you bring, no matter how great they are, no matter how great they tip, no matter none of that.
You
will still get that shady waitress or that shady bartender, you know, that ignores you or ignores your friend or just for no good reason.
Yeah.
And then it just changes the tone. And, you know, I offer that if we had more. I mean, I hate to go back to Atlanta, but
I'm just about to ask, how is the Atlanta scene in comparison?
Well, see, the difference in Atlanta, okay, is, and it was in Detroit for a while, is that Maynard Jackson was not playing when he laid the landscape of Atlanta, what Atlanta could be, and the kind of people that he put in place, and the people that he then passed the baton to carry on his legacy. And that is not existent here.
Very.
Right? Because
the
that's the only way that it happens. It's not... Like, no matter how great her event is, no matter how great Urban Miami's events are, unless there is somebody in that, you know, in that food chain up top that brings her in and introduces her to,
so we need a godfather. We need a black godfather.
Well, I mean, yes, we need several.
Yes. Mm.
But that's how it happens. It just doesn't... She could work her tail off, okay?
Right.
But... To be able to get the capital to buy 3, 4, 5 restaurants, you know, or 3, 4, 5 nightclubs, where is it? You know, it's not going to happen unless it's within. And that's kind of how this conversation started. Well, it started with that Essence magazine, that Essence.com article about the 7 things that you should do while you're in Miami, mm-hmm. and none of them...
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
You know, it had like the, you know, the usual suspects. The Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center and the African Cultural Arts Center and something else that are not open every day. Like if you just happen to be in town on a Tuesday and you go to the African Cultural Arts Center, you know, Teddy might be there and be like, hey, we got a show next week. But and the same thing in Little Haiti. If you don't, you know, it's not like they said, you know, catch Spice It Up, which happens monthly at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center or some event, so that, you know, it was just such an afterthought. Like, you know, and the fact that it just got past everybody. And then, add insult to injury, the next week, there was a piece in Oprah.com. Well, no, it was actually in Oprah magazine about our favorite, you know, 50 places in the United States. And it was some key lime pie place in Homestead and Versailles.
But you know, okay. But Jill, but we've talked about this before. Black culture in South Florida almost seems non-existent outside of black people. And one of the things that floored me was when, Housewives of Miami or one of these shows came
mm-hmm.
on and
there were no black people.
There were no black people on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm here. We're here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's sad, but.
But that's not how they want to really sell us. Like, that's not, even when I remember watching the Miami Heat play, remember when LeBron was here,
mm-hmm.
it was always Wet Willies, you know,
right.
Fat Tuesdays. They're
right.
not going to come in the, I call it the box, you know,
right.
you know, Miami Gardens, Opa-locka, Overtown. They're not going to come there. They're not going to see all the good black people there. They don't want to show that to the
they
world.
They did seem to make their way to KOD, though.
And that's, I'm so glad you said that part. I didn't catch the article by Essence. But with the Urban Miami, we make sure we connect our people to things other than the strip club in South Beach because it's much more to Miami than just that. So we appreciate everybody that's doing things, Social Exchange, Ingrid is not even here, and she's still doing
shout
things.
Shout out. Exactly. You know? Exactly. Ingrid, she moved to Atlanta. She still got events.
How important it is.
Yeah.
You know? So all the rest of the municipalities, Miami Gardens, Overtown, and even the restaurants. But we want our children to have more to look forward to than I can't wait to go to the strip club when I turn 18.
Right.
Because
right.
that's what sets this standard. Of our culture,
now.
Like
that's
you know,
a week.
Hey, yeah. Even when I grew, I didn't have anywhere to look forward to go to, and if you do, they're gonna charge you. Gonna be 18, paying $40 to
right.
try to get into a quote unquote club,
and $40 for
can't
a drink.
Even drink in yet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and a lot of times you get when you have this conversation, you get that. You know, oh, why can't we all just party together? It's like, we do all just party together. Okay, first, don't get it twisted. I came up on South Beach. I could tell you stories, okay? But I will tell you this. Until I got with promoters that looked out for me, I had more trouble, you know, dealing with promoters in the black community than I did in... You know, on South Beach, because I kind of came up on South Beach and, you know, running those clubs. And at first it was very disheartening. But then after I like dug in, it's like that whole adage of hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's not about me. It wasn't at all. It's just that I'm, you know, you've got people who are struggling so hard to make it work and just you know, mm-hmm. it's not working. And then they don't have support.
No. And that's so important. I mean, the all let's party together mentality. I mean, yes, partially.
Right.
But as a culture, you need that spatial connection. If you are Cuban American, you can go to Little Havana, Calle Ocho. You can get Spanish food. You can hear your language. Same thing, Little Haiti. You can go to Little Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear Haitian music. You can get Haitian food.
Mm-hmm.
But for African Americans, we don't have that spatial connection where I can go to this place, see my people, eat my food, hear my music.
Right.
And that's important to a culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's important. Another thing you mentioned, legacy, raising the next
right.
person. We talk about this all the time where it seems like the same group of people are supported by the same group of people.
It is.
And that doesn't foster creativity. That doesn't foster entrepreneurship. And you'll be left with really a generational gap. And after, you know, these great people are gone.
Well, we do. We have the gap now. I mean, there's a big gap. I feel like there is. No, I don't feel like. I know.
Yeah.
Because I stand in the gap. So, you know, I had, you know, I came down here at, I think my, what was I? My, I don't remember what year it was, but when Nelson Mandela came to Miami and the commissioners boycotted his visit, I was volunteering for, oh my goodness, her name is Carmen Morris. Thank you, Jesus. She's a PR, she had a PR company. Shouts out to you. And she came to the college at Florida Memorial. She came to the college. She was looking for volunteers. I was like, yes.
Blue moon.
You, huh?
Blue moon.
Yes. And so we were literally there to meet the plane. It was just like amazing. But then the backlash of the boycott of it was unreal. Like I thought I was in a third world country. It was a very strange. And then, you know, shout out, and I really hope that you'll come on Hot Talk very soon, HT Smith. But HT dropped the hammer. He was like, okay, this is what's not going to go down on our watch. But what I feel like, and I want to ask him directly, what I feel like happened in that space is very much what happened once Obama got into office. It was like we had this groundswell of just support, and everybody was just in it, and we just love, peace, and happiness. And then he got in that White House, and there wasn't follow-up to keep mm-hmm. us engaged and motivated and, okay, what's next? What's the next, mm-hmm. you know, where do we need to dig in now? It was like, okay, we'll see you in 4 years. Love you, read it.
More people,
and, yeah.
More people text me asking about legal questions
mm-hmm.
now that Trump is in president, is president.
Yeah.
Then it was almost as if he's there, he's got us,
we
has our back,
right.
We're good. And now I get texts every day, what does this mean? What is this? It's crazy.
It's frightening.
It is frightening.
Because you don't know what they're going to legislate.
No, you don't. But I would say it's a bittersweet moment because never a time like this have people been so engaged in the political process.
That's
true. Unfortunately, things like this have to happen. So for our generation and people older than us and younger than us are now engaged. And
well, we're watching.
We're watching.
We're watching like we watch reality television.
Yes, yes. We're definitely watching.
You know,
but people are more
tuned in
with what's going on.
You got a lot of Facebook politicians and you know who get on there and pontificate all day and then go to work.
But to your point, I believe we have an opportunity to be able to connect with those people that are just on social media, like because you know when you have a group of students, you're gonna. All of those people learn different ways.
Right.
You can catch them in different ways. So if Facebook is their place of, I want to be heard, I want to be vocal, I want to talk politics, then let's give them what they need, or let's give them what we need them to have.
But how many of them are making it off of social media? It brings me to, you know, the now kind of groundswell of conversation around, you know, what is happening to what, you know, the coming demise of Black Lives Matter. We'll talk about that right after the break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
If you iHeart Hot 105, you can listen to us on the iHeart Radio app anytime. Anywhere. Take South Florida's number one radio station, Hot 105, with you at work, to the beach, or even when you're out of town on vacation with the iHeartRadio app. Take all your favorite Hot 105 personalities, music, and connections to South Florida anywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Download it now on Google Play or the iTunes App Store. Search iHeartRadio or log on to Hot105FM.com for more. iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Loan amounts based on income and other qualification factors. Borrowers often use payday loans over a period of months, which can be expensive. Need cash? If you need cash to get caught up on bills, you can now get up to $500 cash right here in Florida. Just dial **500 on your mobile phone, and we will text you a link to our store closest to you. That's right. Dial **500 and see how fast we can get you the cash you need. If you need cash fast, dial **500. If you need cash to help pay your bills or cover an emergency purchase, dial **500 now. That's **500. You can pick up your cash at a store near you or complete online. Just dial **500. The check cashing store is now the fast and easy way to get cash when you need it. For quick cash now to pay bills, dial **500 on your mobile phone so you can get your cash fast from online or one of the check cashing stores near you. To get cash fast, dial **500. **500.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in South Florida? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the South Florida area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. South Florida is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-223-4900. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-223-4900. That's 1-800-223-4900.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
Yesterday was Mother's Day Part 2.
The NBA lottery.
That's right. Mother's Day Part 2 was yesterday. How did moms do?
A lot of moms, fresh weaves and everything.
Fresh weaves.
Yeah.
How were the suits? The suits, you know, they have some nice suits.
Some tuxes.
Gold chains, nice gold chains.
Yeah, jewelry, a lot of jewelry. A
couple of Rolexes, I saw.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they tick, though. They
oh, oh, oh.
And we're back. Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105, today's R&B and old school.
Put some butter on those burns. It's Hot Talk right here with Jill Tracy on Hot 105. And now, Marky.
Thank you. I'm going to sing some Otis, sitting on the dock of the bay. Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting till the evening comes, watching the waves roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Oh, I'ma sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'ma sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I'm just a little Otis Redding.
Yeah. I'm at your disposal, Tonto.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.
There we go.
And now, back to Hot Talk.
Thank you very much. Just a little something.
Yeah. A little something.
So where can we see you gig?
Well, actually, I'll be in Nashville next week. It's crazy. Over the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be singing a few songs from my EP coming out in a few weeks as well.
Awesome.
And it was produced by one of my friends, Echo. Yeah, Echo Slim.
One time for Echo Slim in the building.
Yeah.
One time for Echo.
So I'm really excited just to share the music and the good vibes and everything.
Well, yeah, once it's out, you have to come back.
Yes, thank you so much.
And share it with us.
Yes. I'd love to.
And welcome back. With Hot Topics on Hot Talk After Midnight. Our dear friend is still in the building with us. We were discussing at the top of the show the Affordable Health Care Act and what it's going to mean for you, me, and your best friend, too. And Outkast just right.
To reference.
I mean, and you, your mama, and your cousins, too. Okay. But what would you offer before we, leave that topic for another night? Because there's so much, Jarvin, that we have to dig in on that. I guess we'll see what happens, but, between now, what's his name, O'Connell wants it done by July the 4th. And, the glaring thing, people, that I would love to share is that this is what they have been running on for 8 years.
Yes.
And they had absolutely no plan.
No plan.
It's like nothing. The only thing, and if I could see some other way, and if there seemed to be some other way, I would accept it. But it seems as though the Republicans' only goal was to, we want the White House back so we can undo everything Obama did. We would like to wipe the fact that he was even ever there.
Yes.
Yep. Off the table, and thusly had no plan.
Right.
For once they did. I don't think they actually thought it was going to happen, really.
Right. Agreed.
Because that's how they're behaving. Like, what is it still? 300 jobs that still haven't been filled?
Yes.
In the White House? Yes. I mean, it's,
Right.
So, I don't want to call it healthcare for dummies, but it is a big plan. It's a lot to absorb. What would you say is the best resource right now for people who just like, I just need to know what this thing is about and how, where I'm going to fall in here?
Yes. I think the mainstream media has done a fairly good job of breaking it down. I'd highlight CNN. I'd highlight... Yeah. I'd highlight NPR, which has a more intellectual spin.
Yeah.
But if you really want to go for the dummies, the healthcare for dummies, I'd also recommend Huffington Post. It definitely has the liberal slant to it, but it does break it down into, you know,
bite-sized chunks.
Bite-sized. If you get pregnant, this will happen to
right.
you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah, and I think that, you know, some people definitely, I mean, nobody, you know, wants to have to read the 800-page
right.
healthcare act in order to, you know,
well,
do what
I
needs to be done.
It.
Okay, you are an anomaly. You are an outlier, and that's why you're here as an expert. None of us in here read the entire healthcare plan, but... But yeah, I would offer as well, as Darvin said, the Huffington Post and Mike, M-I-C.
Yes.
It is it's a website, and they have a newsletter that's really comprehensive. They have a section called Slay that's just about women, and they talk about a lot of the things that are going to affect women as it pertains to the healthcare agenda. So we'll offer those, and you know, we will after the 4th, and we'll see what happens after the 4th, and then we'll double back.
I do want to highlight one point before we go, Jill, and it was kind of the cliffhanger that we left off on, is I think... how we spend our dollars in the United States and what we spend them on is completely up for debate.
Yeah.
What I think that makes, like, for example, I have a good friend of mine. I won't say his name. He might be listening. But he's in that top 2%. And when I look at what he pays as far as taxes, I do feel that there should be some relief there. However,
I agree. Yeah, I have some friends there. Yeah.
When I look at this bill... and what makes this bill particularly egregious is what it is, what the money goes to. If you were to say to me, we're going to take some of these healthcare dollars and put them in our educational system, which has been failing students at a rapid pace, almost to the equivalent in some districts at the same that they're passing them. If you were to say to me, we're going to repeal portions of Obamacare and take that money and put it in our infrastructure, our filling roles, our job creation, construction jobs, building up cities again, building roads, that would be something that would be debatable. You know, as, you know, Adrian was saying here, you know, if the goal is to shift it to military spending, that might be something that can be debatable. But when you look at what this bill does, both on the House side and on the Senate side, which, so... this is the part that they agree upon, is that $880 billion are going to be stripped from providing health care to the disabled, the poor, the sick with pre-existing condition, and certain services for women, so that the top 2% of Americans can have a tax
break.
I really... really want people to think about that. Think about that. So, and we're not, when we say top 2%, we're not talking about $100,000. We're not talking about $250,000. We're talking about multimillionaires. We're talking about billionaires, so they can get humongous.
We're talking about people who got ripped off by Bernie Madoff kind of people.
Exactly. So when you, whether you are independent, whether you are a Republican, whether you are a Democrat, if you feel that is an inappropriate use of this funds, call your congressman. Contact your senator, have a voice, become active, participate in demonstrations, write the president, do whatever you feel compelled to make your voice heard on this matter.
I think that's what we need to do. We need to get with Felicia Hatcher and have somebody make an app that you can just, that will have all the concerns you need to address, and like, you can just press and you'll get your, you know, put your zip code in, it'll tell you who your reps are, and you have like a form letter to fire off this app to send to them.
Most people don't even know who represents them, which is a whole other conversation, but yes, that app would be amazing.
Okay, Felicia. Or Sir Charles, he's over there coding.
That's right, over at Ecotech.
Yeah. I think we've just solved the problems of the world. Yes. I mean, but think about it. You know, we have to reach people where they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I say all the time, don't call me for the merch. I'm not the one. I'm not that one. Everybody has to play their position, and
but it's true, though.
Yes, that's just not mine. Listen, we can come talk about it.
You have a platform.
Right. We'll do the 411 on it. You know, I'll do the flyers. I'll do all that. But I'm not setting out of that hot sun marching to... Okay. And we're not even raising money. If it's March of Dimes, at least, you know, you raising money to give some... We marching for nothing. Right. I'm serious. If we're giving...
Actually, it's not a real march.
It's a walk.
No.
I know what you mean, Jill.
I mean, if it was a walk and we were giving the money to march... Right. I think he's marching with a baton. I'll take the pom-poms. Oh. I had it right. Alexis can have the baton, and now I have the pom. No, I mean, you know, the March of Dimes walk. That's absolutely the last time I did a walk. When I was in high school, I used to have to do that 5-mile walk and raise money for March of Dimes. Okay. Even if we're going to raise money for something, okay, I will show up for that. But what we marching for what at this point?
Yeah,
what?
Just for the exercise. Yeah.
Right, to be outside in the heat. What?
Yeah, marches are effective in that they bring attention to an issue. Mm-hmm. They bring awareness. But like I was just telling Darvin, part of the challenge that I think in the black community is that blacks do, for whatever the reasons are historically, we don't want to participate in the political process. Mm-hmm. Actually, write... run for office, attend town hall meetings, get in the thick of it, and act in order to vote.
I mean, the basic level of this vote, because if we were to vote, half the people that are in office would not be there. Right. So half the issues that we have, we wouldn't have, but we could just go and vote. I mean, that's simply what it is. I mean, when you talk about the percentage of people in Miami that vote on the general election as well as the presidential, it's like 13%. It's not even 50%.
We don't have a good history here of voting or trusting the voting process here in South Florida.
Well, this is true, Hanging Chads. You know. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Yeah.
Good evening. This is Phil. I'm calling from Goulds. And I just would like to make a quick suggestion in reference to the health care information. Why don't somebody just post the raw numbers on Facebook, you know, the 800 and some billion that's going to be shifted from one segment to the next, and then ask the question, what are you going to do about it? Since a lot of that health care information is going to affect a lot of those people on Facebook.
That's powerful.
Great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil. That's a great suggestion.
That is a great suggestion.
When you see those numbers, it becomes real.
Yeah. I mean, because that is definitely what, and again, we just said it, you got to reach people where they are. So, you know, all those Facebook pimps, if we could just get them to, you know, disseminate this message. Oh, it is. I mean, you know, I'm not on there as much as I used to be in the beginning because Facebook is, you know, these social media platforms, they all serve as purpose, I believe. Facebook is where, you know, it's like the bar. It's like Cheers. You know everybody in the same place they were last time you talked to them. Talking about the same thing. Posting every hour. I'm hungry. I should cook something. What y'all having for dinner? Like, really? Really? I mean, that's good for Snapchat maybe even, but is this really what we're discussing here? So, okay, so I, you know, that one. And then you have Instagram, which is, look at this life that I pretend to be living. But there are, you know, there are a lot, and I'm, you know, it's funny because Friday, last week, you know, I had all the, I'm out with Amari and the cast of All Eyes on Me, and I'm just doing it. And Friday, I was at the Coin Laundry washing my dog's beds because it's a groomer, and they could not come back and get in those beds. And, yeah, that's my glamour. So I was like, this is my celebrity glamorous Friday. So you know that all the glitter's on these things. It's not.
Did you post anywhere? What were you eating that time? There was some dessert. Was it
Jeez. Yeah, we went to Thai. We went to Cake Thai.
Yeah, that donut.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the donut? Oh, those. Yeah, the salty donut. Okay, that's a. Ooh, Jesus. Have you been to Salty Donut? It's not one of those things that you have to think about.
I rebuked that. Because I follow you on Instagram, and that came across my feed, and I'm trying to live right.
Okay.
I had to rebuke that donut.
Listen, they have these amazing donuts. I mean, they're amazing, but there's one. It's a tres leches, white chocolate tres leches donut. And so they sit it in white chocolate, real white chocolate, not that other stuff. And then it's a brioche donut. And then they hollow the top part of it out. And then it has a tres leches meringue. And then it is like burnt. You know how they burn it with the... Thank you. I was on there licking my fingers. It was really
Darwin is
a
trying
thing.
To escape on the ground.
Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
This is Brother Albert.
Hello, Brother Albert. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored, sir. What's going on?
You all, that intelligence, that feeling, it brings about sadness, and it let us know the work that we have to do. Mm-hmm. You know, all of this that has happened to us, your panel and all the brothers and sisters, they realize it, and they speaking some very heavy stuff, but we'll never be accepted and included and put in the position that we see and be included as an American. It's going to take, first of all, separation, education, love, trust. As Scripture says, it's going to be a renewing of our minds. We're going to have to, we can't forget what has happened to us, and it still is happening. And you, the brother and sister you have that tonight is very intelligent. And that sister that said that the few brothers that and sisters that have it, when they die out, there's not going to be any more. We're not going to be accepted. How many times, every week, somebody's getting shot in our community from some party. We don't have nothing, and what little fun we do try to get out and have, pow, pow, pow. And I'm going to ask you all to please do something for me. Tomorrow or this week, read that Hosea chapter, the fourth. Everything that's happening to us is in that chapter, including that verse that says, there are people that feeds off our sin. In other words, when they pow-pow hear that happen to us, it enlivens them within. Y'all please read that. And it's going to take, like I say, a renewing of our mind. And trust when I tell you this. This is something else that you can put your trust in, and it will only happen when we do that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this. Everybody know that I'm a Muslim. I'm in the Nation of Islam. I do not deny Master Farad Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm, Minister Farrakhan, and others that have helped. I'll never deny that, because that book that says, you that deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before God. But here's the thing. They came to us, and we received them not. They brought us a light, and we want to remain in the darkness. We wanted, they say, Caesar is our God. Crucify Christ. We are crucifying ourselves by not accepting the truth and the facts that has been given to us, which is a renewing of our mind. Everything was given to us was lies. Look at the Jesus, the white Jesus. That's a lie. The church should come against that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there is.
And it affected us. It affected us for so long, and it's still affecting us. And here's the solution. Our sisters going to have to be respected, protected, and honored, because all of us come through them. I wouldn't give a hoot whether you're tall, short, fat, skinny, smart, not too smart, fast or slow. We came from that woman. Until that woman's mind has changed and she stopped defiling her body and just going along and making everything profane that should be sacred. You know, like that thing we discussed the other week?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Oh, that got to change. Trust me, trust me, trust me. When that change, and we go the way of God, and stop defiling ourselves, everything that the brothers are talking about tonight, is going to make the change. But it got to begin with the women and our children.
Well, thank you, Brother Al. I appreciate
thank you all.
All
brothers and sisters, keep that mindset and please don't give up. If y'all reach 1,000 people and 2 of them accept what you say, go with
right.
that too.
Go with them too. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, brother. No. I'm saying that's kind of how our conversation started. Was that Alex and I, Alex? I don't know why I'm calling you Alex. I just switched you to Alex. Alexis and I, right? We're talking about that there are a few of us that are in the game that support, each other, because we are well aware that there's enough for all of us.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And, how to spread that, and share education with other people that. I'm going to grab this other call.
When we young, they got to grow up with it. We are simple people. We don't face that fact.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about the black ant and the red ant.
Oh,
him
right.
and us. Him and her. it's
I'm
going to
take this. No, you're right. You're right, though. I'm gonna take this last call because we're up against the break.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
babe. God bless us all. Thank you, brother.
Amen. He said thank you very much. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Dollar Bill. Dollar Bill, is that you? Have you hung up on it? Okay. Dollar Bill, I heard him breathe. I know Dollar Bill's breath at this point. Brother Al makes several great points. And I think that we talked about it. We are all in these little silos. Everybody has their clique. And I'm very fortunate because of what I've done for 20 years, that I get a chance to sneak in on every little click. So, and what I've noticed, and so with this show, it's really my goal to bring people from all these different cliques together in a room to really chop it up, because we are more alike than we're not alike. It's just that we just don't get a chance to vibe with each other. And I think that, facilitating more of that is how we're going to kind of level the playing field. But I do believe that, I'm not going to say that we're a lost cause, but I think that it's incumbent upon us to really start with kids, 5 and up. We're not, it's not too late for us, but it is kind of too late for us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, in order to, when we talk about generational change, it's got to, what are we teaching our children? And that, kind of takes us through. Oh, there's homegirl that sang on the BET Award. What was her name? She's a new artist coming up. Clearly, I love The Natural Thing, but yeah.
She did not do her hair.
Those of you, Jessie Rice, jessierice.com. We got to look her up. Cause, yeah, because she was vibing.
She didn't.
But she was one, Khaled, the new artist Khaled, not DJ Khaled, another one.
Another one, nice.
Kendrick,
that was good.
Chance the Rapper, I think are really putting some energy, the kind of energy that we need into, that space. But locally, we have a few minutes left. During the break, we were talking about those of you who are kind of engaged in this whole social scene. You probably heard about the conversation online between some members of Headliners and some publicists in this town. Some publicists were upset that Headliner, just a black-owned company, hired a Hispanic publicist in order to help them do their publicity for the Overtown Music Festival. And one of those said black publicists took to Facebook the court of Facebook, and
that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Facebook is a square.
No, and you know, basically came for them. Like, oh my God, did they really do that? And then you know, somebody else chimed in, and then it became a whole thing. And then you know, those of you who read it know why I love Moussa Dieck, because he is not the one at all. Ever do not play with Moussa Dieck. Okay, I mean, he just went there, and so part of it, you know, you never want to see, you never want to see us. Street fighting,
no,
especially
not
on Facebook,
no.
And not to that degree. However, what could have been facilitated and with a phone call,
of course,
was very possible. Now, I had a conversation with Connie Kennard from the Prevention and Visitors Bureau after, you know, my shorts were in a thong after that Essence.com piece.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you know, why didn't you just reach out to me? And I'm like, yeah, because in that instance, that would not have to, like, how did that happen? How is, right, at Essence.com. And then, yeah, I won't get into our conversation. But, you know, that's the issue, that we're at the table and we are still not getting recognized. And that is the biggest, I think, problem that we are dealing with right now in the part two of this show. Because, you know, that we're in the room. First, it was, like we said, the first wave of this was to get us in the room and to the table. Now we're there and we still are not.
And the people that are at the table are not passing on the baton.
Right.
They're not including other people. They're not mentoring. It's not about, you know, giving me this contract to get money, but at least, you know, our community needs to have a succession plan.
Right.
When this next person is transitioning out, who is the next?
Because we have five major politicians that are about to term out.
Yes.
And we're not even having a conversation about who is going to.
No.
Yeah. But I guarantee you other communities are having the conversation on how to get those seats.
They
But I ask, the people that are at the table, what is their viability and their capability? Do they understand the importance of passing down and preparing well in advance, not when you're about to walk out the door?
Or were they put there because they...
Right.
Would look the part,
right,
but not really act
exactly
the part.
You know, part of being at the table for them may also be a mode of survival, to remain at the table. You know, there's a political landscape that they also have to navigate in that space. You know, so we really don't know. But
it doesn't have to be a public succession plan. But in private, they should, you know, our community should be training others and people that are here in politics, in church, in finance, in government, in typical administration, in real estate. I mean, in every walk of life that we need, there should be a training ground. And formerly, our church was a training ground. And so everyone does not go to church anymore. So the place that we used to have as a community is kind of been dismantled. So it's more important for us to be able to have, one, social outlets where we can connect, but also other places where we can connect, where we can have conversation here on the radio to have these conversations, because we have to come together to ever have the space to train.
Right. And I Richard,
this is the same efforts, being born and raised in Miami-Dade, are the same efforts we put in football.
Oh, if we could translate
those efforts into everything that was just mentioned, we would be amazing.
Top of the world.
Because we train like Spartan warriors down here for football.
At the age of five.
I'm talking about at two.
Right.
You got a football. At three, you're on the track. At four, you're in the weight room. Okay?
No, it's true.
I was there. I lived it. So, you know, and as I look back on my childhood and just all my friends and where we are and where we could be if we had just kind of channeled that energy. And I love football, but it's more things out there for us. And we just have to do better at where we're channeling this energy, you know?
Steve Gallen was on a while ago, and he said the very same thing. He was like, if you, you know, if you want to see, you know, if you are unaware of how black men care for their young black boys in our community, go out to a football field on a Saturday morning and you'll see it. And they're not, it's not for pay, it's not for anything else. But you're right. How do we translate that energy into their education?
Morning.
Yeah.
It's every morning.
Yeah.
You know, because tech, we got this technology wave that I love. DigiGrash, Ecotech, Black Tech Week, they're doing it. And it's up to us. It's up to us, up to you.
Yeah.
And you're doing such a great job at it and making sure we talk more about it.
And I was going to say, because that's what it is. It's a matter of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if black young kids growing up can see that, if that's what they see on TV, then that's what they're going to aspire to. So we have to give them better options.
Right. And they're not up right now, so we have their parents. But they can listen to the podcast on hot105fm.com. Listen, I thank you all so much for coming tonight. Shouts out to Darvin. And where can people reach you?
You can reach me on LinkedIn, Darvin Williams. I'm very, very active when these kind of discussions on my Twitter page, which is Health Law Biz.
Biz, that's it.
That's a great way to continue these conversations.
Yeah, Twitter, right. Twitter is the best place to really get something done. Yeah. You really want to either start something or get something done, you go to Twitter, for real.
Yeah, back
Twitter
is real.
Whenever you doubt thinking that's there, it comes back.
Alexis?
You can follow me on Instagram at social, SOCIAL, the letter X, change, CHANGE, Miami. We're on Facebook, on Instagram, and we do have a website. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Richard Way III, you can make sure you check us out at The Urban Miami. That's The Urban Miami. Get connected to urban news, events, and resources here in our Black community down here.
Yes, indeed.
And he just got 10,000 followers on the Urban Miami page.
And he will retweet. They do retweet. So shout out and thank you for that. Jessica?
Yes, at Jay Sinkfield Support at the Urban Miami.
And Echo? Echo's like, I'm not really here.
Give me a beat, Echo. Give me a beat, man.
I'll beatbox.
And now where can you, my love, where can we find your
information? You guys can check my music out at MarquiseGuanar.com, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook and all that social media.
And I'll post it up on our Facebook page. And Adrian Carter Build.
Adrian Carter Speaks. You can check me out on Facebook.
And Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate.
Available for voiceovers and
sex. You find me on social media, Devon Dassaw, Devon, and then Dassaw, Dassaw.
And he is an actor. He is a voiceover artist, but he's also a computer tech. He writes code. He builds websites. You know, he's a multitasker. Okay, gotta go. Tonto, Irie. What's a guan, boy?
Everything good.
Wagwan, baby.
We are out of here. Love you, man. We'll talk to you next week. Yes, headliners in the building. And I am looking forward to it. Love you, Minute. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
You're always so quick to leave. You got your keys on you all the time. Wherever you got to be, is it worth more than your peace of mind? Leave all the work to me, 'cause you deserve a couple glasses of wine. I need your company, and you need a chance to unwind. Don't move so fast, wait a minute. Sit back, relax, wait a minute. 'Cause I'm hoping you're open to spend a little extra time. No need to rush, oh, wait a minute. Can we catch up? Wait a minute. 'Cause I'm hoping you're open to spend a little extra time.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live, always local,
always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers, are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot 105!
Hey Siri, I was just in a car accident. Who should I call?
You could call 1-800-411-PAIN.
Hey Alexa, I was just in a car accident. Who should I call?
You could call 1-800-411-PAIN.
Okay Google, I was just in a car accident. Who should I call?
You could call 1-800-411-PAIN.
It doesn't take artificial intelligence to tell you who you should call if you've been injured in a car accident. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. Legal and medical local referral service.
Payday loan and credit card debt is not only stressful, it can ruin your life. Take back control of your paycheck with one call to Solid Ground Financial, 888-DEBT-712. One call can pull you from the hardship of revolving loan debt by eliminating high interest rates and consolidating loans into one easy low monthly payment. Not taking action can lead to bankruptcy, damaged credit, and even stop you from receiving a tax return. But one free call to Solid Ground Financial can put you back in control of your finances. Call now, 888-DEBT-712. That's 888-332-8712.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-219-8409. To get your free flipping kit, call 800-219-8409. Now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-219-8409. That's 800-219-8409. Call now.
This is Yaz.
And this is Jesse from Empire. You're listening to WHQT Coral Gables.
Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.